Mark 11, verse 22.
Mark chapter 11, verse 22.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith.
I bring you a word from the Lord today. Understanding, having faith. God. Many people believe God, except they don't believe in God. You didn't catch it.
Yeah.
If you can't join them to say there is no God, I believe or except you don't believe in God. Except they don't believe in God. Anyway, God will unleash that revelation today so that there will be no covering or casting of shadow concerning having faith in God. Let's think about it, to God. My people, we cannot have faith in God if God does not put his faith in you. The faith in God is a gift from God. My people, I tell you by the Holy Ghost, you cannot believe in God if God does not put this belief, that belief in you. We have to say we are saved by grace through faith, and yet not of our works, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. To believe in God is a gift from God. Let's receive grace from the Lord. You can't be grace to believe in you. He was talking to his disciples. They know there is God, except they don't have faith in God. So he answered back. It was the disciples he was talking to here. He said, have faith in God. Father Lord, please save us today. Let us live here with a new understanding of what it is to believe in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. Lighthouse, strap your boots. Because when God sent, you see, the challenge, you know, we think we have problems. Gosh, I mean, sorry, I'm not being blasphemous. Sure, God sure does have problem. And his problem, God's problem is his people. He said, if my people, Shaga, if my people who are called by my name, I look for a man and I don't see anybody. Who shall go for us? Who shall we send? But say, God will not have problem over me again. He will use me to solve the problem he has. Yeah, in Isaiah. When God unveiled himself to Isaiah, Isaiah said, I am an undone person and I live among people who are undone. And God is looking for somebody who will send. So God extracted him out, cleansed his tongue and said, who will go for me? Who shall we send and who will go for us? My dear family, well, God will use us.
Amen.
Yeah. Bible says God look for a man who will bridge the gap and he couldn't find him. Matthew chapter, Psalm 14, verse 1 to 3. He said, God looked down from heaven to see if there be any who has understanding. You know, you are looking for a job. That's your concern. God is looking for, God, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that do what? They know, except they don't understand. And seek God. Look at the next verse. Look at what God came up with. They are all gone aside. My God. They are all together become unusable. Say not me. There is none that I can engage. Philippians chapter 1. But God will have that problem solved.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There was a seal open in heaven. And when John saw the constitution of things, he began to cry. He said, because there was no man found. Except, and the elder came and tapped him. They don't want John, the lion of the tribe of Judah. My people, God will use us to solve all God's. You know, sorry, I don't mean to. If you know, hearing God ask for him like that make you look like, I'm not part of it. But if my people, say if my people, Bible says my people are destroyed. What's lamentation? My people are destroyed. Say not here. We will be raised up for you. In the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 1 verse 12. Now see what the Bible says here. Paul writes, he said, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." They know what happened to him. They said they don't understand why it happened. You didn't catch it. That's a lamentation. That's a correction he was bringing. It takes having faith in God to understand why God is doing what God does. Well, that's where we are going this morning. Paul said, Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. John chapter 11, verse 4. John chapter 11, verse 4. Listen to me, Lighthouse. To believe God, we have no problem. In fact, we don't want to be blasphemous. We say we believe God, but we don't. But when God says, prove your faith now, you discover you don't believe in God. If God says, see them, is it Lord? Everybody is standing up. Everybody has God. Have faith in God. John chapter 11, verse 4. John chapter 11, verse 4. Jesus said, they have said to Jesus, your friend Lazarus is there, is sick, and is nearing death. As if to make Jesus forsake everything and come quickly. Then Jesus said, this sickness is not unto the death. My God. But for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be. Can I tell you a secret? If you understand why you are going through what you are going through, you will act differently. I don't mean if you know what you are, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Of course, I don't know what you are going through, but I understand why you are going through. I can tell you why you are going through by the help of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. If you don't understand why you are going through what you are, okay, sorry, don't let me make it you. If you don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, you don't know why I'm dancing the way I dance. Let give God the hand clap. My people, you see, we always feel better when we can attribute a cause to an effect. That's just the plight of man. You feel better. You feel better. You see, when you can attribute a cause to an event, I'm feeling this way because I didn't eat yesterday. Did you catch that? You know, there's an unhealthy consolation. Even though our attribute to that effect may be wrong, it gives us a false sense of coping. To say it's because they are doing me, for instance. You know what I'm saying? You know, it gives you unhealthy consolation to mean that things have been better for me. Oh, if not these people. Say that was a liar. Oh, by all means, they can be doing it to somebody because some people are bewitched. In Galatians chapter 3, he said, well, I bewitch you. Yeah, of course, there could be some things like that. But you see, you cannot hold life like that as something. You cannot hold what? Yeah, you cannot say it's because they are doing me. You see, that level of consolation is unhealthy. Is what? You will do better if you exchange it for God. If you exchange it for faith in God. You know what faith in God says? Remember my gospel last week? Well, we know. Say we know.
We know.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let somebody praise the Lord! All we know, all things work together for good. If you identify Judas in your company, will you urge him to do what he has to do? My sister? You, Lord, don't let him wake up tomorrow. Let it not be with sick my heart, oh God. Let him wake up with confusion. Let them drop. Let them identify me, Papa. Let rain be adverse to them. Let them be not sown upon their field. Dry them up from their roots, oh God. But let your servant dwell in peace. Except your Jesus won't be crucified. And there will be no resurrection. And the faith of others shall be in vain. But Jesus, understanding why he came into that hour, he looked at Judas in the face. But who delayed? In that my God. Have faith. My dear family, you see, you know where you are going to, except you have not understood where you are going to. He said to these people, I wish you should understand. He didn't say they should know. Philippians 1:12, my sister. He didn't say, look at the covers. He didn't say they should know. His concern was not what was going to, but they are no understanding for what purpose is working. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which have happened to me, which happened to me, are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Might as I can tell you this. In God's plan, everything furthers, advances, promotes the purpose and agenda of God. Like, don't ever forget that. Everything works together. Look at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. Proverbs scripture. The Lord has made everything to itself, all things for itself, even the wicked to do what is wrong. You didn't see? When God is looking, he did not withhold himself from making a wicked man. Because Jesus said it. He said, I've kept everybody God committed into my charge, except the son of perdition, because I'm not to account for him. See, I'm not to account for him. Oh my God. But he said, I wish you were not born. May you not be ordained for an evil work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. My God. Oh. Praise the Lord. Everything for us. My people, don't forget this. I'm telling you. Let me share a secret with you. You know, it's not an example you can put out in the public like that, so that I won't brand people to do what is wrong. But can I tell you a secret? All things work together. Say all things work together. If you are God, will you put Solomon as a successor for David? Ahithophel was so against David because Ahithophel was from the line of Uriah. And when occasion came, you see that Shimei that we learned about, he was a Benjamite. He was from the tribe of Saul. And when that thing befell Saul, he began to curse Saul, to curse David. He said, you bloodthirsty man, everything you've done against the house of Saul is catching up with you now. But David knew, David understood. And you know what David said? Let him curse him. My people, may you be tolerant for that which he said to help you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Look at, you know how many sons David had before Solomon? Let's go there. Second Samuel chapter 3. Second Samuel chapter 3. You know, and you know, please don't do what is wrong. Amen. Walk well. Okay? Walk well. Because anyway, just walk well. Amen. Please walk well, okay? Walk well. Now see what Bible says. Second Samuel chapter 3, my sister. This guy had 6 brothers. And one that was begotten out of an ill will. Ah, only God, my people. You don't know the righteousness of God.
Yes, we see.
The righteousness of God is not the righteousness of man at all. What you look at is not what God is looking at. Even about yourself, God sent me to one lady some time ago, profound. I didn't even know. God just said, go to this family, and I went there. Before I came, somebody called her to say, God is sending, you are going to have an encounter with God today. And I had, that person didn't know I was coming. To the glory of God, sorry, you know, I told you, if I solve a problem, I shouldn't have any. So don't think, okay, because I'm saying this, no, if I can solve every problem, believe me, I won't even be living on ground. You know, God uses people. My people, nobody can do God's work. Just Bible says, faithful is he who called it, who also will do what? Who also will do it? Amen. Even myself, when I see some things God does through me, I wish to use me to do my own. I wish I can use myself to do my people. You know, when we go to this woman's house, very elderly woman. And then God said to me, said, you know what? There's something you did that God is reckoning for you against everything you not did well. My God, it was in great salvation. It was in great salvation. She began to cry. She began to weep. Mama, she began to, I said, Mama, don't do that for me. I said, I know, you don't know. God sent you to me today because before you came, somebody told me you were coming. I mean, she's going to encounter God today. And I didn't know what she did. But later, let me explain it this way. You remember Abraham? Abraham? He did many things wrong. He shouldn't go to Egypt. He went. He lied. Not only did he do it once, he did it twice. He went to Hagar. God was telling him, I will give you Ishmael, his son. He said, let Ishmael leave before you. But God overlooked all of that. I said, God, Abraham believed God. And it was counted. See, it was counted. Now, see what happened here. In this experience, you know, please don't do wrong, okay? Don't, if you purposely do it, may you not purposely just crash there. That's why I said, I warned before that. It's a dangerous example to put forward, okay? But discerning people have understanding, all right? Say discerning people have understanding. Yeah, the devil may want to use it as an advantage, but God will use as a disadvantage. My people, God, can I tell you something? Anything God does is right, even if it hurts you. You didn't catch it. Ooh. Because he hurt some people. Adonijah, Absalom, all of them took turn to establish themselves, but God cleared them out. And God established Solomon. What? Look at what happened here. You know where we are, how we got here? Let me just backbench you a minute, right? In Romans, in John chapter 9, all right? Talking about people always want to have attribute a cause to an effect. This is why this is happening. But they were so wrong. You remember that blind man? Obviously, he was born blind. And to take consolation, to say, okay, this is, and they were right, to be honest, they were right. Because AI and Joshua fell to AI because there was sin in the camp. So they know all of that, right? They can identify with that, except they are wrong. Oh my God. Do you know you can be very sincere, but sincerely wrong?
Barely.
That's what happened to these people. They went to Jesus, they knew you had to be either of this. He said, who among them causes harm to this guy? Is it the guy that sinned or the parents? Somebody dropped the ball someplace. But Jesus said, according to the scriptures, you do err because you don't understand. Say, you don't understand. Oh my God! Bible. Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? Do you know God can have you experience something so that how God does things can be known by others? That's exactly what happened here. She was it. And let's go to, yeah, you know, reverse 2. But there was a long war The house of David was getting stronger. Let's look at what happened here, verse 2 quickly. Moses, my servant, is sorry. This is Joshua. So let's go back to Second Samuel chapter 3. Verse 2. And listen to this. Unto David were sons, my people. Except the one that was to succeed him was not one of them at this time. My people. Ah, say God.
God.
I fear you. Say God.
God.
I fear you.
I fear you.
They won't like it, but they won't be able to help it. Now, Bible says sons were born in Abram. The first was Amnon. Of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. Let's go, my sister. Issachar, Chilia of Abigail. You remember Abigail, Nabal's wife? The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah. Number 2, 4. The fourth, Adonijah. The fifth, Shephatiah. The sixth. The day they were reckoning kingship, where were they? Why would he fall to Beersheba? Say God.
God.
I fear you. Understanding, having faith in God. Can I tell you a secret? Anybody who goes to God becomes right. You didn't know? Oh, my people, anybody who goes to God becomes right. So that your righteousness is not in the works of your hand, but in the faith you exercise to God as a redeemer. You didn't catch it? All right. Don't worry. That's why we are here. Jesus said, have faith in God. Let's look at the story of, I have quite a number of them lined up here. Let's look at the story of Lazarus. That's where we started from. Story of Lazarus. Look at John chapter 11. You remember he said, this is for the glory of God. Guess what? Lazarus died. And when his sisters would talk, they said, Lord, if you had been here, attributing cause to an effect. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that? So to make their consolation that, you know, it's on you, really. But say God can do better than that. Jesus said to them, have I not told you? Let's go to verse 23. John chapter 11, verse 23. This is where we are going tonight, my dear family. Anything that is happening, turn to God. Do what? Can I tell you a secret? The idea of that thing looking like a load is that you will not have faith in God. And if you don't have faith in God, God will not be able to do anything for you. You remember those three Hebrew boys that were put in fire? God saved them. And God used what happened to them, not only to promote them, but also to establish a law in Babylon that there's no God who can save after this. My prayer and my hope for you is that you allow God to finish. Say, allow God to finish. Have you watched a game where some people have an early score?
Yes.
Well, early score is not final score.
Yes.
Oh my God. Say, early score.
Early score.
It's not final score.
It's not final score.
How many of you saw my posting on our app? You have the final. That's why it's good. You see, you saw it, but you don't understand how it's going. Yeah. License. Allow God to tell you the final score. See verse 23. If their brother had died, John 11, 23. Jesus said unto them, thy brother shall rise again. See what they said. See what they said. Martha said, I know. He shall rise again. Attributing cause to what? Yeah. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? You know, it's unsafe, unhealthy. Not to have faith in God. You know, she gave her a sense of, was she telling a lie here? No, because we all rise up at the resurrection, to be honest. And the dead in Christ shall rise up when? First. But you see, to make that look like she can cope with it, whereas she's so unhealthy by it, she gave an attribute that is totally false. Can I tell you a secret? I will encourage you, don't judge God, but observe him. Don't do what?
Judge God.
Bible says, if you will diligently hearken to the word and to do what? Observe the word that I speak to you. Go and read it in Acts chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. My people, not understanding what God is doing, some people have left off. So I said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to do what?
Observe.
Do you know what it means to observe? To keep looking to see when change will come. And even with the titration here in school, do you know what the mark is your accuracy in observation? No, the goal is not to change the color. The color will change. But do you catch it at the instant it changes? That's your score. Praise the Lord. Allow God to finish. Let's go back to John chapter 11. Praise the Lord. And you know, it is about that you can urge everybody not to do what? Say not to die. Not to die. Because if you die, you won't see the final score. Praise the Lord. John 11, 25. Hallelujah. You're going to sing a song today. It's all working for my good. Say it's intentional. That's what many people don't know. It's a design. Say it's a design. You know, you see, if you mark my language, when devil sets somebody up, it's a game. When God is setting you up, say it's a design. Praise the Lord. So you must understand what you are against. Whether you are against a game, Shaga, or you are against what? A design. So if it's a design, you allow it to unfold. When it's a game, you tackle. Did you catch that? You forbid it from happening. Because, you know, like I shared in the workers this morning, because you like something doesn't mean it's healthy. Devil can make you like something to destroy the person. May you not date somebody's wife. You will die, I tell you. You may not catch you, but you are dead already. No, go ask Abimelech, the king of David. Yeah, the God told him, you are a dead man already. You know what God did? He sealed every woman in that kingdom, man. Nobody, everybody. Oh, you think it's light? You won't know it. Say, I won't know it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my people. Anyway, I have a different audience. Bless somebody, praise the Lord. My people, when it is a game, you should know how not the devil should score against you. Amen? So that he won't take advantage. But if it's a desire, you tell them, wait. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me. Yeah. And you know, see what's Janet. See what's Janet. Verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Look at it in verse 27. She said unto me, yeah, I believe in God in Christ. You know, anytime, sometimes when I'm like talking to people, I know what they believe. You know what I'm saying? I know. You see, you can test faith. You can try it. You can identify it. You know, I don't even need to see your face. You know, I was speaking with somebody recently, you know, on the phone, and I said something. I said, Emmanuel. Yeah, I know this one. He didn't enter the back of the room. It was led. That faith is under the water. You know how mortgage went underwater? that faith. But you see, the faith that is above water, when it catches it, you know, this man is free. Now, that comes out of understanding the design of God. I will that you will know that the things that happened to me have happened for the furtherance of the kingdom. Let's go quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 29. Let's see the conclusion of the life of Solomon. Chapter 29, verse 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 22. You are going to tell God, God, do your work. Amen. Do your work. You know that man that was born blind? It's estimated that he was around 40 years old at the time. Now, I told, Dee and I were discussing this, and you know, with this. Do you know his grandparents may have died? And they die with the burden that something bad happened to this guy. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, they will say, ah, my daughter, this wahala is too much for you. But they didn't know it's a design. My people. Even when God unfolded the design, the parents want to exclude themselves out of it. Not knowing that, can I tell you a secret? It's for you and I that we may have hope in God today. That no matter how long it takes, God is not in the timing of it, but in the purpose for it. He said, this had happened to this man that the work of God may be made manifest. You think what you are going through or what happened is essentially for your own design? No, it's for others to have hope in knowing what God can do. Let me show you something God said concerning Pharaoh. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 16, God said to, look at what said. This word was to Pharaoh. He said, and in very deed for this cause, say for this cause. So the day they were appointing him as Pharaoh, they thought they just voted for him. It was just because of no kind of. Mm-hmm. It was, God was the intentional in putting him there. For to show, stand up on your feet, for to show indeed my power, that my name through what I will do to you may be declared throughout all the earth, not only in Egypt, not only to the children of Israel, but throughout all the earth. Well, I have no doubt that you believe God, that's why you are here. Except God wants you to do what? Believe in God. Can I tell you something? The day you begin to anticipate good from that circumstance, you just give God opportunity to do his work. Praise the Lord. Bible says they could not enter rest because of their unbelief. But we that have believed have entered into rest. I want to encourage you. Begin to be thankful for what God is doing. Amen. Begin to be thankful for what God is doing. Begin to speak over that situation, anticipating evil. Don't feel you are disadvantaged. Don't feel you are unblessed, if there is a word like that. Don't feel, why is my own like this? No. It is that through you, what God can do in that unique situation may be made real. It was that Paul knew, and he said, I will that you will understand that the things which have befallen me have turned rather for the furtherance of the gospel. I want us to lift up our hands. All is working for my good. Help me if you know it.
It's intentional. never failing. All things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. All things are working for my good. It's intentional.
Let's see, verse, another verse to it.
I'm a never failing. I'm a rule against the
world. It's working for me.
It's working for me. It's working for me.
All right, sorry if you don't get it. But this is the
problem. It's working for me. It's working for me.
Some years ago, I've shared this testimony with us. My boss was to sign off on some payment that were due to me. That payment became due around July, August. But my boss had it on his table till October end. My people, he approved that payment the week we're going to close on the house. I've shared that testimony before. He didn't know where I was doing anything except that he was working. I wasn't happy. But guess what? I will assure you it's the money. Can I tell you a secret? I don't know how they close now. We closed a long time ago. But they only told me the amount we're going to pay the day before closing. Is that how they see do it? Something like, well, that's what the man did to me. I didn't even know how much I'm going to close with. We're going to close on a Friday. He called me when Thursday evening and said, when you are coming, bring banker's check. Except that we were paid that Friday. Lo and behold, they are sad the money sitting pretty. Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My people, it worked for my God. No, I can't tell you wonders. I lost my box. In Lagos, not at the airport, not the one in the airline. From old, I was coming from school from UI around 10 p.m. They dropped the box at Ojota. How many people know Ojota? Sorry if you don't know Ojota. My people lost. I didn't know they dropped my box. I got to Anthony where I would come off. I said, bring my box for me. He said, there's no box. There's no box. What do you mean? Before I can say, where are you? The driver and the conductor left me. They drove away. My people. Then I told myself, I look at God, I said, God, I know you know that that box was too heavy.
Come on now.
And you don't want me to carry it. That's why you left it. My people, that's how I went home. When I got home, the next day, my mom said, I had nothing, except, the Christmas clothes, and they are very few. My mom said, okay, we'll go to Lagos to go and buy new clothes for you. My people, as we were about to step out of the house, this man brought my box. My brother said, go to Radio Lagos. My people, I can't tell you how many of them. My people, you know what happened? My diary, you know how we use diary for notes in class? Had my address. And I was new, I was not coming to that room next year. You know how we change room after you are coming, if we're then obsession. I took that diary like this. I said, should I leave this diary here or not? I look at it. I said, my address is there. Anybody who sees this diary in this room will know my address. It was the last night pack. I just put it on top. This man doesn't live in Lagos. He said, when they dropped everything, he just saw that everybody left, and there was this bag. Big old, don't just call it portmanteau if you want. Anyway, he took it. Guess what? He was a pastor. He doesn't know Lagos. He lives in Ikorodu. So he said, okay, all right, I will carry it. He carried it to his house. When he got to his house, the next day, he opened it and saw my diary. He looked at my diary, he saw the address. My people, he carried it. It was my Joseph of Arimathea. Well, it's not my story. It happened to me so that I can tell it to you. Do what? Have faith. God. You see that situation? If you don't obligate God that you're expecting good from it, may you find good. Let's lift up our hands to God. I said, thank you, Daddy. My people, I would that you should understand things that happened have helped, I've made things better. Things have worked better. Receive grace this morning. He said, I would that you will understand, not that they should know. Oh, yeah. You know, people, we know a lot. I said, we understand too much. Receive grace this morning. I said, Lord, I look for good here. 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 Good will come along. It will work out for my good. It will work out for my good. It will work. I have faith in you. Those three women said, our God is able. But guess what? If you're not doing it, it's for our good still. It's for our good. Tell God, it's for my good. It's for my good. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. Bathsheba was not the person that should produce the heir, but it worked out. What was deemed bad doesn't matter. You know, God just wants to go. That's what David did. He tore his clothes, he sat in sackcloth. If we repent, God will relent. He will bring order out of any disorder, my people. Don't run unhealthy attributes, you know, to console yourself as if that is what will solve the problem. No. Have hope, have faith in God. He will turn it around. It is nothing with God to save. He can save by many. He can save by few. He can save by nothing at all. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And the Bible says God went with them, confirming their words with signs and wonders following. He said it, he confirmed it. Daddy, in every life today, we will return and witness about what seemed bad, but you make good out of it in the name of Jesus. So that we will never consider it was bad at all anyway, except that you are walking through it for our greater good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stretch your hands towards me and say, Lord, please don't stop what you are doing. Pray for me that I will not overtake God to start doing this by myself.